previously on Get Canceled.
The thing is, too, is like I don't go out there and I'm like on a mission to teach a person a lesson. My mindset is, okay, these people that are out there terrorizing because they had a shit day. No, I'll put them in their place. Because, like, again, I'm sorry your husband, your dad, your manager talked to you that way, but that doesn't give you the right to talk to people that way. To make you feel better about yourself. That's what I'm saying. It's a teachable moment in that sense.
Today, it's not, oh, I should be married and have kids. It's, I don't even have this many followers.
Warning, what you are about to hear is not for the faint-hearted. This is their cue to stop listening. It's time to stop giving a fuck about offending every retarded cocksucker and little bitch pussy. For every asshole, twat, and chode, the cunts of America will continue to make jokes with the freedom bestowed upon us by the First Amendment. We will no longer be afraid to piss off the woke bastards. In the words of the great Joan Rivers, just lighten the fuck up. These are just jokes, you assholes.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Get Canceled. I am your host, Cheryl Scott. And before I do anything else, I need to take care of some business. This is an anonymous show, so if you enjoy, if you like what you hear, please rate, review, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Please share this podcast with your friends, your family, and most importantly, your enemies. All right, now that that's done, back to the show.
This social media presence, it's another way to hype people up.
But people want to put their shit out and not have anybody else call them out on it.
And the most extreme reaction is going to get the most notoriety.
Exactly.
And people don't always care that it's notoriety. Even fame, I would argue, is not
ideal. Well, look at Perez Hilton. Perez Hilton made his fucking fame on that, is just being shocked. And it's been around for how long? It's shock jock value.
Remember, it would be like the pictures, and he would write on the pictures, and he would have dicks coming on fucking Paris Hilton's
face. And now
face.
I think it's so funny because I'm sensitive.
He tries to be PG. Yeah.
And like, he woked himself.
Stop bullying. And
that's usually how it is. Those people that want to put it out there, they can't handle it.
He has to fucking lick ass. Otherwise, he's going to go be sent off into the cornfield.
But that's what I'm saying. It's teachable moments for those people that want to throw it out there, but they can't handle it back. They don't want to have that mirror held back to themselves.
I think the phrase teachable moments is like becoming up there with like, what is it? Teachable moments is becoming like, I want to make sure that we're being equitable and inclusive. Teachable moment, equitable and inclusive. And then there's another one, like,
oh, so you're trying to make
privilege.
It woke.
Point of personal privilege.
Yeah, it's like a point of personal privilege.
Yes, you need to watch that.
So wait, you're trying to make it woke?
That you're dancing right now.
Yeah.
Well, no,
yeah.
Like I said, I think it's always down about respect. Like, okay, so you think that it's okay for somebody to come up at you and just get crazy?
If someone comes at you, that's one thing. But for you to just, not you specifically, but for someone to just go and stir up.
Call me out. This is a teachable moment. Call me out.
No, I agree. No, I know exactly what you're saying because I think that too.
There's a difference between inserting yourself into a situation or deciding that this person that you're never going to see again, that you're going to be able to change this person's mind by yelling at him. This person is combative. His walls are up. He's a fucking fucktard. This is not the person to talk to try to change a mind.
It's shock. You have to shock it to their system because nobody else is going to do it.
It is humorous, I have to admit.
My new favorite thing to do is flip somebody off, but then I grab it with my other finger and I jack it off. The last time I did that to somebody, it got them so pissed off.
Do it again. You flip.
So you flip them off. I was already in the turning thing, so I flipped them off and then I was like,
oh, you jacked off the middle finger.
Yeah, oh, I jacked off that middle finger and it pissed him off so much. I'm like, one.
You're really
but
getting
what's hilarious
fucked, buddy.
About that is like, again, not teachable moment, but I'm saying I know
there's
that
nothing about that
no,
that's a teachable
I know that
moment.
It's a ripple effect in the sense that it's going to fuck with them. As soon as he saw that, he pulled over and he tried to put his hand on it. I was like, follow me. I turned into where I needed to go and I was like, you go deal with your day now because I know it's fucked. Just because of that jacked off middle finger. Because you were upset over traffic.
Dropping mind bombs on motherfuckers left
and right.
That's
what I'm saying. Exactly. It's a mind bomb because they're going to go to sleep and they're like, that fucking asshole.
Do you think it's that type of person who's going to fixate on it? Because I move on.
I move on.
You're a heightened, elevated person because not that you're.
Well, I'm definitely heightened most of the time.
You could also be making a perception that that's really fucking up someone's day and it's making you feel good because you think you fucked up someone's day. And low key, the guy's like, That guy just jerked off his middle finger.
He pulled over.
I know. And okay, was like, so that's I what
I'm
fight. Saying.
I'm sorry that I'm Sandra Bullock in Premonition. Okay, I see shit.
You know, of course I've been a bystander. Is it a bystander? Bystander.
If you just watch it go down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've also, you know, to me, if things have gone out of control where I feel like it is officially involving me, that's when I will speak up. If you're ruining my experience and everyone else's experience, everyone's noticing you act a damn fool and no one's saying anything, that's when I maybe will say something. But I say it in a way where I shame them, where I'm like, I want you to feel really embarrassed.
Public
you're doing
shaming.
This.
We have to bring back public
is that
shaming.
Not what I've been saying I've been doing. I'm so sorry. No. Oh, public shaming and teachable moments are two different
they
things,
are.
I
you
guess.
You were trying to teach things and we're
oh
trying to shame.
Oh my God, are you fucking serious right now?
It's public not a teachable moment. I want you to feel shame. I don't want you to learn.
It all comes down to like the emasculation of a dude, you know? Mm. It's like very similar. I have to Google the term for if a male does it to a female or what vice versa. But when a male to a male does the emasculation thing, it's like, it's just, you want to bring them down a peg because they think that
I
they're
I think you call it putting a woman in her place.
Yeah, they're putting their woman in place, right?
Humble so them.
You have to humble a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And the thing is I bust my ass and like people would shit on me. It would be nice to hear a customer or someone get my back, you know? The thing is it comes down to like you got to knock them down a peg. Nobody is wanting to do that because they're afraid of being videotaped,
getting canceled. Kind of you guys are over here canceling
getting
me.
Getting canceled,
right?
Wow, you guys are canceling me for calling people out.
I didn't cancel you.
No, it's
you guys
canceling.
Are trying.
No, but the thing is like people are sitting there going like, "Damn, I wish I had the balls or the guts to sit there and say that to that person." It's like, dude, who the fuck are you to sit there and talk shit?
No, there's definitely those moments, obviously, where you're like, "Okay, I'm gonna step in and say." Something
like I said, I meet you where you're at. If you petty, I'm petty.
That's true. You are.
He has a special set of balls for that. Absolutely, a special set of balls.
Well, again,
petty balls.
Go back to one of my other teachable moments, or calling people
shame
for some odd reason.
I do
this
think
really frustrated
necessary.
Me the most. I was behind this person. We were at a red light and they thought it was just completely fine to take their frozen yogurt cup, open their door, and just place it down on the street.
I would have poured it.
I was like, are we serious? So then I pulled up, picked it up, pulled up beside him, put my car in park because I'm not stupid. I'm not going to let my car drive away while I'm trying to do some shit. Put my car in park, rolled down my passenger window, and smashed his chocolate frozen yogurt all over his driver's side window. Smeared it all over. And then as soon as I was done, I was like, you piece of fucking shit. Like, I can't believe you're fucking littering here. And then, of course, I still littered because I dropped it. He starts to try to chase me. But my favorite moment was when he was trying to roll down his window, but because there was so much chocolate syrup or whatever on his window, he couldn't roll it down. So he just stuck his two little fingers out. And I'm like, and I hope you remember, like, oh, that's what fucking happened to me when I put out a piece of trash because I was done with it. I thought this world was my playground.
It's funny watching y'all's faces because it's like,
I can't even believe this whole story.
This is guy shit that's happening.
No, that's the thing too, is I've had my mom do stuff like this. My mom had a story of that where somebody cut her off. We followed her home. We followed them home.
Them.
She had pepper
you're so
spray.
Him.
She thinks pepper spray is going to protect us when we don't know who this fucker is. And we followed him to his home.
You didn't know who this guy was and you're shoving stuff
and I
all
knew
over
immediately and I said, I need to get out of here.
I need to get out of here. He started
and I'm
chasing
like,
you.
Yeah, and I know, but I fucked up his window with the chocolate ice cream
he made
that he
a
threw
point.
Out.
That's insane.
Bro, we used to follow people down country roads and used to have long umbrellas and act like there were guns and scare them.
This is some country shit.
Yeah, no, it's straight up country shit. They would cut us off and then we'd sit there and be like, oh shit, you're going to do that? And then we're going to chase you after that with a car full of a bunch of dudes with umbrellas acting like they were like assault rifles. It's guy shit.
When we dropped her boyfriend off, these teenagers were driving around and like they were drinking and they threw a beer can at his car and she straight up turned her fucking headlights off, followed them to the house party, got out of the car and punched the person that literally I remember this happening.
Those were different times.
Punched the person that all of a sudden there's stipulations.
There's different times. No, because someone's like coming at you.
I am so passive. Like the fact that these stories are what I'm hearing right now, I can't even wrap my head around it. Like I cannot comprehend. I'm the most passive person.
You would never. Yeah, I think yes for sure there's been I've definitely stuck up for someone that maybe I didn't need to stick up for, or I inserted myself in a place where I'm like, hey, that's not cool.
Oh, who was it that you punched again? I'm sorry. In elementary school.
Okay, he came at me and I swung and that was it.
Well, I heard stories that you used to beat his dick down.
Well, no. He used to literally make us, if he heard us arguing about the smallest thing, he would make us box.
He'd be like, you guys are going to fight each other.
If you want to fight, you're going to fight then. And he would get towels, wrap it around us into fists, duct tape it, and then we'd fight. And of course, I was getting my ass beat left, right, and center. And what happened the last time?
He grew like fucking 2 feet out of nowhere.
And like 4 inches
and
wide.
And I was like, I can't fuck him up anymore. And so I'm like, yeah, we shouldn't fight. Let's not do this anymore.
That's because men and women should not compete together.
No.
Oh, as soon as I was able to beat their ass, that's when I'm not able to compete.
Yeah, that's when it was done.
Wow. Rude. So I was able to get my ass beat for 3 years plus.
But we toughened you up.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And I toughened her up. I was like, you know what? You want to get choked up against the wall? This is what you do. J-Lo. Remember Enough?
No.
The movie where she's like,
I remember something about like she cut her hair. There's like a pixie cut that's horrific.
Yeah. There's like a huge thing going on about J-Lo. God.
What do you mean?
People hate her right now.
Really? Well,
because she's a clown.
No, people are really starting to realize that she is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
That well, she's like
paid
fantasy.
Her own money to make her own movie. She asked all these celebrities to be in it. The movie apparently is like a joke of a joke.
What movie?
Exactly.
It literally is a movie.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so J-Lo released a movie to tie into her album, which she's on tour for right now. And it's called like J-Lo, This Is Me. And it's a movie about her being pretty much a sex/love addict. It's a musical
documentary
where it's like biopic. It's very odd. And a lot of people are like, what fever dream is this?
It's crazy.
But didn't you show me that thing about the music thing where most of the songs are just someone singing? And well, then
yeah. And then there's the thing where it's like Ashanti is legit the voice of J-Lo. J-Lo would just get the samples from the artist that would send her the music that she would be purchasing from them. And she would just kind of add a verse here and there and claim all the other vocals as her own. So, like, there's a video of Ashanti singing a J-Lo song, and it legit sounds like
J-Lo.
It's what J-Lo released. She released someone else's voice.
She's the Milli Vanilli of our generation.
Is that fiction?
It's all speculation at this point, but honestly, like, have you heard her sing live?
Well, no, we all know that she's not a singer.
But that's what her entire career is based
on. No, she's a dancer. She was a fly girl from
In Living Color.
I wish she would have followed the same track as Paula Abdul as a Laker girl.
She really tried to be Selena, and unfortunately, she couldn't, and that's it.
Just talk about how AI is going to end up taking over the world.
Well, it's because people are going to be so lazy that they're not going to use it for anything else besides to cover their own ass. But also, it's like, look at how these kids are. Have you seen the TikTok videos of the kids where it's like the teachers that are in like middle school? They're like, our kids are in 8th, 7th grade. They can't even read on the 4th grade level.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I am aware of this.
They're like, I give them a paragraph. And it's a short story and they cannot give me the main character. They can't give me what the story is about.
Oh, it's getting bad, dude.
That's what happens when technology does stuff for you. You don't think for yourself.
That's an issue too. When it comes down to George Bush, where he was like, no child left behind, where they're not failing anybody, they're just passing them forward. That's why
he did that.
That's what his first initiative was no child left behind.
No child's gonna get failed.
Not failed, but they're still gonna be able to move. Like, I got held back at least 1 year, and so they don't do that anymore. They don't hold people back because it's hurtful to their social development.
Yeah, again, like everyone's so fucking weak.
Yeah,
we're catering to the one person in the room.
It's nothing new because this is what's going on since George W. Bush.
Okay, you're saying nothing new, but relatively speaking, this is very new.
I don't think so. I think it's because there's so many people nowadays.
No, but you're thinking 1980. I'm talking about like the bigger scope, like the last 100 years.
But again, the population is growing, and so there's more cases of it. So it's like, okay, yeah, autism is on the rise. Well,
no,
I wonder why.
We don't
why.
Know that. I don't think we were documenting. Thank you. We weren't documenting. I'm like retarded trying to
documentarying.
We were documentarying people who were on the scale. They were just the town weirdo or whatever. Like,
right,
there wasn't
exactly.
This focus
right.
on this inability.
Trans as well.
So we have no idea.
But that's what I'm saying. Really. Is like, there wasn't a focus on trans, but now because there's so many that we can see because of social media, because of all these different avenues of being able to view people, that's why we're seeing it. There was an article from back in the 40s where a GI, a person that worked in the military, was like, hey, I'm going to Sweden. And I'm going to get a sex change. And it was like, soldier GI comes back as blonde bombshell. And it was completely met with indifference. Nobody cared.
The more that you...
It's
you
a sensationalism.
Exactly.
It's sensationalism.
Like, the more you throw focus on something, the more controversy you're going to stir up. Most people don't care.
It comes down to emotion.
Yeah, exactly. I think most people are like, you do you. I don't know what you're doing because we're not this intertwined. Like, the fact that we need to know... This is part of what bothers me about social media is that we now know so much personal stuff about other people that really we don't need to know. It's none of our business.
So true.
It's unnecessary. Social media gives everyone a voice. Not everyone should have one.
Exactly. Look at these parents that are trying to make money off their kids and they're like, this is how I parent my kids. And then come to find out they're holding them in cages and duct taping them.
Starving them.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Honestly, I think it's all child abuse. Anytime you have someone who's under 18 and you're putting them on YouTube and making money off of what they're doing, it's like Dance Monkey.
Yeah.
I think it's all child abuse and should be banned. Like, it's not allowed. They have no idea what they're doing.
If they want to ban anything, they need to ban that before they'd ban TikTok.
Ban TikTok too. That's both the same.
Well, no, but I think the children thing is a little bit more.
I'm thinking like a 5-year-old actress acting in a movie where it's a movie maybe based on a real life.
Law and Order SVU, maybe.
Okay, Law and Order. When you see the kids in there, like kid actors.
I want you to pretend he's been touching you for the last 10 years.
They're like, what did he do? He stuck this
in me. I think about that as well.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Why are you making these kids say these lines?
Exactly.
The thing is that they're trying to depict something. I wonder about the people who think it's okay to even have a child do this. However, these stories wouldn't be told unless, to be honest, what you do is you don't even put the child in it. You just have the adult talk about
optics. You can literally have a fucking head turned around and you just see the back ahead of the child.
That too, like, put it on the person who had to experience what it was like interviewing a child like that.
You can show an interrogation room of the guy talking to the little girl. You don't hear anything that's happening. And then when he comes out, he tells the partner, she revealed some crazy stuff that's been happening to her.
Yeah.
We know now. Now we know. Yeah. It's put in our head.
Did you ever watch the movie Dr. Sleep with Ewan McGregor?
Yes, I did.
So there's that scene where they're killing that young boy, the baseball player.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I watched the behind the scenes and the director, Michael Flanagan, who did Haunting of Hill House and Haunting of Bly Manor. He did those on Netflix. He was like, all the main actors that are going to be torturing this kid, they were talking themselves up, like, yeah, we're going to fuck this kid up, blah, blah, blah. Because they're getting hyped for the scene because that's what their characters involve. But because the way the kid reacted and the way the kid like acted that scene, the director straight up was like, guys, I need you to look like you're actually enjoying it because he threw them off so much. That performance from a 12-year-old kid threw these grown actors off that the director had to pull them aside and be like, hey, I need you guys to look like you're enjoying this because that's part of the movie. It's insane because you're pushing both boundaries of like these adult actors and these young actors.
Here's the thing is when you film something like that, you need to separate it. You need to have something else in the pit for the adult actors to act to. And then you film the kids separately, not with the actors. And you tell the kid, be scared. You don't film that together.
Exactly. And that's the thing too, is now that they're having intimacy coordinators on film
I've
sets.
I've heard about this.
Where they're like, they're making sure they're like,
is everyone okay here?
But older actors are like, well, this is new. They're like, well, no, we're wanting to make sure that you're not put in a situation where it could turn bad. There's been instances where the directors and everything are like, well, why don't we just go for the real thing and why don't you guys really fuck so that we can get that real momentum? There was an instance of Marlon Brando supposedly in one of his films using butter as a lubricant to rape a person and the actress didn't know about it. And so like from what I've read, it was technically a full-on rape.
I actually have heard something back in the day. I don't know if it's the same movie that we're talking about, but an actress who was raped, like she had no idea it was going down, didn't consent to it, and it just happened to her.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing too, is like you look at, what is that one movie back in the 70s? Something Inferno, Green Inferno or something like that. Or no, Cannibal Holocaust or something like that.
You totally took a turn there with Cannibal Holocaust.
No, but that's what I'm saying is like in this film, it's called Hannibal Holocaust. And like the way that they filmed everything was so realistic. They actually had to present how they did it in court because they're like, no, we didn't kill this actress. Here she is. This is how we did it. Do you not know that one?
No.
No, I'm gonna jet out.
Let's do final thoughts real quick and then we can go. We can wind down. Sorry to abrupt the conversation.
No, sorry.
But we will cycle back to this and you guys, I would love to have you come on again. I know we've been recording for a very long time.
Oh no, yeah, this was a great experience.
So I would love to have you on. We can chat more. Any final thoughts about any of the things that we talked about? The ridiculousness, fucking Nickelodeon, fucking, what'd you say, talking?
Speak
teachable
up.
Moments.
You know, teachable moments, that's it.
We can bring it all together by just saying speak up. Speak up about abuse you see. If someone's looking at you weird, touching you weird, making you feel weird, and then speak up if you feel like someone's getting an injustice.
But no, what's that one? They have that
teachable
poster.
Teachable lessons.
They have that poster at the things. See something, say something. Like, do something. And, yeah. Report something. I don't know. You
that's
guys get what I'm
that's like
about.
The difference of like the monkeys where they're like, I hear no evil, I see no evil, I speak no evil. It's like back in the day, like these monkeys are like fucking snitches get stitches. Nowadays, it's like speak up.
You have to. Yeah.
And see something, say something.
Honestly.
I really think that we're doing God's work here at Get Canceled. You know what I mean?
You have to humble a motherfucker.
New episodes dropping every Wednesday.